Bill Gates has done it. Oprah, Conan O'Brien, LeBron James, and Mark Zuckerberg have done it. All of a sudden, people famous and not so famous are dumping ice water on their heads.
Oh, that's cold.
That was Wolf Blitzer getting doused. It's a campaign-turned-viral sensation to raise money for ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The effort is getting both cheers and jeers, as WHYY's Mike and Scott reports.
There's some serious ice bucket backlash brewing online right now, with people proclaiming that they are so over it, or asking others to keep their heads in an ice bucket. But even if that describes you, don't turn off your radio.
This campaign is particularly annoying.
See, we hear you. More from Wharton marketing professor Deborah Small in a moment, but first, a little background. The campaign started on social media and works like this. People challenge others to undergo a dump of ice water on their heads. You can accept, get wet, and give $10 to the ALS Association. And of course, share a video of your experience online. Or you dodge the ice bucket and give $100. Deborah Small says, weird as it is, the grassroots campaign has certainly been a runaway success.
You need to do something novel and unique in order to capture people's attention in this completely cluttered environment.
But, she says, people are quickly getting tired of seeing the endless videos of cold water and screeches, the giggles, because this is a fatal disease we're talking about, one that slowly and cruelly robs people of every bodily function until their death.
It kind of trivializes the cause. It makes it kind of a joke or a gimmick.
Even if you don't like the way the ice bucket challenge mixes narcissism with altruism, there's this. The ALS Association has received over $15 million in donations since July 29th, compared to $1.8 million during the same time period last year. So, Small's Wharton colleague Leonard Lodish says, put your complaints on ice.
Nobody's been hurt. Nobody has done anything unethical, immoral, or wrong. And there's been a lot of good that's happened.
Lodish says even if people are more excited about posting videos of themselves on social media than actually doing charity, even if the meaning of the campaign is occasionally lost, the downside is dwarfed by its success. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.